This program today was transcribed in our nation's capital. We have as our guest Mr. Abraham Verrady, one of the most unique Christian laymen in the world. Mr. Verrady, you are the human instrument God used to get the prayer and Bible study group started among the senators and House members in Washington. Tell us something about how it got started.
It was in 1941 that I sensed the great need for a spiritual resurgence in our nation's capital, and particularly in our Senate and House of Representatives. And that I came here in January and inviting the men of both houses to meet me for breakfast at the Willard Hotel. 87 of them came. I told a story and suggested that these men might begin to lead the nation back to God and an anchorage in His Word, to a living faith and integrity and righteousness. From that meeting was inaugurated then the weekly meetings in the Senate and the House of Representatives. I just came for such a meeting now. There were some over 40 members of the House present in the Vandenberg room of the Senate restaurant. That is a sort of upper room, a sanctuary for members of the House only. Congressman Herlong was the principal speaker, and Congressman Billy Matthews of Florida presided. The subject was faith and a positive commitment of all we are and all we have to God, relying upon His Word, recognizing that He is, He cares, He guides, He keeps, He is there. It's for us to recognize it and act upon it. It was a marvelous morning. My, how thrilled and inspired I was. You could sense the presence of God. And after His message, there was a round table in which many of them participated, spoke freely out of their own lives, how prayer works, how the fact of God has been in evidence in their own lives and relationships. Similarly, yesterday morning in the Senate, where Senator Scott was the leader, and a round table in which everybody participated, at the close of which we joined hands, as we always do, and a moment of silence, and then an audible prayer by one of the senators. It's for senators only, but it is that definite recognition that God is not only the God of our fathers, who has guided us in the planting of a new civilization and a new nation upon these shores, but He is our God. In Him we do trust, and He does lead, and He does guide, and He does make Himself known to those who will trust Him and commit their lives to Him.
Mr. Verrady, tell me how this movement originally got started, I believe in Seattle, and how far it has gone.
That was in the winter of 1935. That the concern for a spiritual renaissance out there, and particularly a redemption from the communist clutches in which so much of state leadership had gotten into, that came to me with a crushing sense of need. And I was led to give some time apart to pray. And out of that came a meeting with two leading businessmen, and then a call to 19 of the principal executives to face up to the actual situation, and that the hope was through redeemed men, and that each man had to begin to sweep for his own door, get his own heart and life right with God, and then right in his relationship to those about him, and to demonstrate that Christianity is working. And out of that particular meeting came then a new relationship from man to man in the business, and then with labor, and then in politics. And God undertook by His Spirit and dedicated efforts to bring in a new regime of civic righteousness in the city, and then the state, and then to spread along the coast and across America to where Mayor LaGuardia of New York invited me to come there, and Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Chicago, and throughout the nation. And now we are represented on every continent under the presidency of Her Royal Highness Princess Wilhelmina of the Netherlands, who is the honorary president of the International Council for Christian Leadership, with Senator Carlson as the president and General Paul as the president of the International Christian Leadership of USA.
I believe you have about 100 groups in Germany alone, isn't that true?
No, we have 45 groups in 45 cities representing the leadership of the country, including members of parliament in Bonn, but there are many prayer groups, for instance, men, women's groups or youth groups and so on, the number of which I cannot tell.
I see. Now, you are to have a convention this summer in Seattle, and people will come from many different nations there.
We are expecting people from Formosa, from Japan, from Hong Kong, and from some of the European countries, including Gustav Gedart of Germany, the head of it there, who is also a member of the parliament or the German Bundestag, who all of whom will be participating, including Mr. Christantopoulos of Athens and Ms. Dr. Gamboa of Manila, and a man from our own Congress.
I see. Now, Mr. Verratti, few men in the world are close to world conditions, are as close to world conditions as you right here in Washington. Tell me, how do you feel about our world and what's going on in it?
Well, there are two aspects, the seen and the unseen. The unseen is the hand of God moving throughout the world by His Spirit, both in judgment on unrighteousness, injustice, and iniquity, both on nations as well as on individuals. And the other is the evidence of God's Spirit at work in redeeming men's lives, in revivals, and in individuals are being converted and made new channels for God to work through. It's a dangerous age. I never saw it so difficult and so with so many problems. I have a group meeting here representing executives of, or leaders of our executive departments, the policy-making men. And as we lay the cards on the table from week to week and consider the problems and where we are recognizing increasingly that there are so many intangibles, so many uncertainties, so many things that you cannot just tell where they are related. And we find that without God and His super sovereign grace and power to guide us and lead us, we would be lost. But we believe God. On the other hand, we recognize that there are some forces of which we so frequently are blind, such as an aggressive humanism that comes from our own intellectuals in some of our universities, eliminating the authority of reality of God and authority of His Word, as well as the fact of the human soul and the life eternal. The forces of aggressive materialism, organized in various ways, creeping in everywhere. It's a dangerous age, and if we ever needed to wake up and to turn to God Almighty in earnest prayer and repentance and back to His Word and the earnest application of the Christian principles and the teachings of the good old book in our daily and our national life, we need it now.
Mr. Verratti, would you mind, in the closing moments of this program, giving us a word about your own faith in Christ, how you were converted?
I was converted as a young lad in Norway, alone in the mountains there, in the woods, conscious of my own sin and my own need and the hopelessness for life as well as for future, for the future. There I turned to God and asked Him to forgive my sins and help me and accept me to make his make me His own. He met me there with this scripture, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, called thee by name, thou art mine." I didn't know what redemption meant. I only recognized that God had undertaken in my behalf, and it was for me to trust Him and yield my life unto Him. And He came flooding my heart with a sense of peace and joy and love for everybody. And I felt as though I could take the whole world into my embrace. And with a new incentive, a new vision, a new passion, a new dare, I started to win my comrades and playmates and fellow students for Christ. And that was the beginning of a work of service for Him, first there, and then in the, during the last 50-some years in America.
How do you feel, Mr. Verratti, about the future?
I have faith in God. His will shall prevail. His kingdom shall come. And it's for us to be faithful where we are.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abraham Verratti, for being our guest on Christian Celebrity Time today.